Welcome to the Pitcott Podcast. I'm Annabelle Pitcott.
And I'm Bill Pitcott.
We are tackling a truly universal social event that, let's be honest, often causes a little bit of panic. The baby shower invitation, you get the cute card, you know, tiny footprints, a fun theme, and you're excited. But then, almost immediately, this little wave of retail panic sets in. The question is always, what do I bring that is thoughtful, actually useful, and, you know, doesn't just get shoved in a closet?
It's that classic moment where kindness meets a real logistical challenge. I mean, new parents, whether it's their first or their third, are just completely overwhelmed. There are so many products, so much conflicting advice. Our goal today is to just cut through all that noise.
Exactly. We want you to walk in with a gift that either solves a real chronic problem for them or creates a memory that's going to last.
And finding that perfect balance is, well, it's tough.
It really is. And that is precisely why we've gone straight to the experts for this. For this deep dive, we're jumping into a fantastic guide from Pitcott, pulling the best insights from their essential guide to heartfelt baby shower gifts.
Yeah. And the Pitcott philosophy is so interesting because it doesn't just, you know, list the top items on a registry. It gives you gifting strategies, ones that are rooted in the actual day-to-day experience of being a new parent. So our mission is pretty clear. Uncover those proven ideas that really resonate, the ones that make you more than just a guest.
And this kind of thinking, this sort of strategic wisdom, is exactly why we do these deep dives. It comes directly from the knowledge in the bestseller ebooks available on the Pitcott store.
That's right. It's all in there.
So if you want to download more fantastic insights just like this for parenting, for life, just visit www.pitcott.com/books. You can download our best-selling ebooks right there.
Okay, so we've broken this guide down into three really actionable sections. First, we're hitting the pure utility gifts, the things that solve immediate high-volume problems.
The essentials.
The absolute essentials. Then second, we'll look at smart utility gear. This is all about sizing strategies and making the daily grind a little easier. And finally, we'll get into the heartfelt memory makers, the keepsakes that build that lasting emotional connection.
Okay, let's do it. Let's start with what Pitcott basically calls the consumption crisis. Diapers. I mean, if we're being honest, babies go through diapers at a rate that is, it's just unbelievable.
It's the one universal truth of new parenthood. Diapers are the single most necessary and often most costly consumable item. But the guide specifically warns against the common mistake, which is just buying one giant box of newborn sizes.
Oh, right. Because they probably already have a bunch of those.
Exactly. They get them from the hospital, from other early gifts. They're usually set for the first couple of weeks.
So what's the strategic play here? What should we be getting instead?
The strategy is all about foresight. The Pitcott advice is to gift a bundle, but in multiple sizes. Babies are in newborn sizes for, what, a few weeks? Maybe a month, tops? By gifting sizes 1, 2, and maybe even 3, you are literally stocking their future closet.
You're saving them that desperate 2 a.m. trip to the store.
You are. A few months down the line when they are truly sleep-deprived and just overwhelmed, it's an investment in their future sanity.
I really appreciate that, that focus on future-proofing. It's less about the big wow at the shower and more about, you know, long-term support. But how do we make a package of diapers feel like a thoughtful gift and not just like a bulk purchase from Costco?
You have to jazz it up, as the guide puts it. You don't just hand over the plastic wrapped bundle, you organize it.
Yeah.
Maybe add a functional diaper caddy. That's essential for keeping supplies mobile, moving from the nursery to the living room.
Oh, that's smart.
And throw in a bunch of wipes. Unlike diapers, they'll always use the wipes, regardless of the size. But the key, the real personal touch, is the note.
Okay, what does the note say?
Something empathetic. Something that shows you get it. Pitcott suggests something like, for those 2 a.m. surprises. Gets a laugh at the shower, for sure. But more importantly, it shows you understand the real battle. It just elevates a boring, necessary item into a real sign of solidarity.
That's fantastic. A gift that really acknowledges the messy reality of it all. Okay, sticking with utility, let's talk about the curated gift basket. This is more of a DIY strategy,
yes, right? Yes, and the customized basket is great because it shows real effort and thought. The goal here is to build a practical starter kit of things that just vanish quickly. The guide outlines the basics. Diapers and wipes are the foundation, of course. Then some functional everyday clothes, a few onesies, plenty of socks, because those things just disappear. It's a law of physics.
They really do. And we should probably include things like gentle baby shampoo and lotion, too. Those often get overlooked.
Precisely. And don't forget the little sanity savers. Pacifiers, if you know the parents are planning to use them, and maybe a rattle or a soft sensory toy. They seem small, but they become surprisingly necessary in a pinch.
But here it is, the real aha moment from Pidcock.
Yeah.
The one detail that takes this basket from just practical to, like, absolutely priceless.
It's the inclusion of something just for the parents.
Yes.
We have to stress this. The guide says to include something specifically for the mother. And it suggests something as simple as a really good chocolate bar.
A chocolate bar, too, for mom. I love that.
It's not just a treat. It's an acknowledgement of the massive physical and emotional journey she's on.
That feels like such a powerful psychological move. So many baby showers are 100% about the baby, but the parents are just running on empty. A little thing, like a nice chocolate bar or a gift card for coffee, it just says, hey, I see you. I see the person behind the parent.
It recognizes the mental load. It says your well-being matters, too. And, you know, those little moments of personal luxury are the first things new parents sacrifice.
Which makes that gift feel so much more valuable.
Nice.
Okay, that moves us perfectly into our second segment. We're shifting from those basic consumables to practical gear, long-term utility, and the ease of life gifts.
Right. This section is all about streamlining the chaotic parts of caring for a baby. And of course, we have to talk about cute baby clothes.
Of course. It's impossible to resist. Mm. We all see those miniature outfits, the tiny jeans, the little dresses, and the cuteness factor is just off the charts.
It is. But the practicality factor is often tragically low. And that's exactly where this crucial pro tip from the guide comes in. We already know new parents get flooded with newborn sizes. So the Pidcock recommendation is to gift sizes for 3 6 months and beyond.
And why is that 3 to 6 month window the sweet spot?
Well, because 3 months is usually when the excitement of the initial gifts has worn off and the reality of the laundry mountain has truly set in. You're giving them a wardrobe they'll need right when they have the least amount of energy to go shopping for it. Plus, you can buy for the right season. You know, don't buy a heavy winter coat in a newborn size if the baby is due in May. Okay, buy the coat in a 6 to 9 month size for when winter actually hits. That's so smart. So yeah. We're giving them the gift of time and preparedness. When we're picking those clothes, what are the best functional basics to look for?
You want to focus on things that are easy to use in the dark when you're half asleep. Soft bodysuits, cozy little hats for temperature regulation, and mittens, especially if the baby scratches. Mm. But the number one absolute best functional item the guide stresses, zip-up sleepers.
Oh, the zipper. This just screams, I've been there.
It really does. Because anyone who has tried to do a diaper change at 3:17 a.m. knows the sensory nightmare of snaps. You're in the dark, you're exhausted, and you're fumbling with 12 tiny misaligned snaps.
Yeah.
It's just agony.
It extends the misery for everyone involved.
It does. A zipper is one quick, clean motion. It is the definition of a high-utility design choice.
That's the level of detail we need. We're not just talking fashion. We're talking about reducing friction during sleep deprivation. Okay, let's look at the small but mighty accessories, the ones that scream, I've been there. Right, these are the items that have a huge impact on the daily grind. The guide lists a few high-impact pieces of gear, starting with silicone bibs.
Okay, why silicone instead of all the cute fabric ones?
It's about saving on maintenance, pure and simple. Fabric bibs get stained instantly, they need to be washed, they start to smell sour. Silicone bibs, you just wipe them clean in the sink. It drastically reduces that laundry mountain. It's a subtle but profound gift of time.
And swaddle blankets, of course.
Swaddles are crucial for sleep. And you can be strategic here, too. A light muslin swaddle is great for warmer climates, while a flannel or fleece one is better for colder nights. It shows you've really thought it through. Then you have the things they always need more of, like bottles, pacifiers, teething rings.
Those little things make such a big difference, and they're perfect for rounding out a bigger gift.
They're the perfect add-ons that show you've considered the daily struggle. You just want to make sure they're made of safe, non-toxic materials.
We've covered a lot of ground here, from the immediate needs to the practical gear. And if you're enjoying this deep dive and finding these Pidcock strategies valuable, there's a lot more where this came from. To continue your deep dive into these and other life skills, you can always visit www.pidcock.com.
All right, so now we get to shift gears into our final segment. This is where we talk about the gifts that create lasting memories and deep connections. These are the heartfelt and keepsake gifts that go beyond just day-to-day survival.
And we're starting with the personalized baby blanket. This one feels like it perfectly balances utility. I mean, it's cozy with that high emotional value. It's a keepsake.
It really is. It instantly becomes this central piece of the nursery. A soft blanket with a baby's name or initials on it is great for nap time, and it's perfect for all those milestone photos. Mm. The key is to look for high-quality, durable materials, something that can survive being washed 100 times without losing its softness.
Because it's definitely going to be dragged everywhere.
Oh, absolutely. And the guide's advice on the aesthetic is helpful, too. If you know the nursery theme, try to match it. If not, stick with sophisticated neutrals, soft grays, creams. That way it'll fit in anywhere.
Okay, moving on to a classic. Every baby needs a cuddly friend, right? Mm-hmm. A teddy bear, a bunny, maybe a quirky llama.
The guide confirms the eternal appeal of a plush toy. It's their future nap time buddy. But again, sentimentality needs to meet practicality. So what's the practical twist that makes this classic gift even better?
The bonus tip is to go for the washable ones.
Yes. This is how you become the secret favorite gift giver, that beloved stuffed animal that's covered in drool and who knows what else. It's going to need a trip through the washing machine regularly. Giving a toy that can be easily washed saves the parents so much stress. It ensures the sentimental value isn't ruined by, you know, real life.
I love the next item because it consciously shifts the focus away from the baby and back onto the couple. It's a gift that celebrates the parents as a team.
It's a celebration of the family unit. Matching shirts for mom and dad, things like mom boss and dad life tees. They're fun for photos, sure, but they also serve this important psychological purpose. They're comfy, and they're a subtle nod to the fact that they are a team navigating this huge change together.
A great reminder that their partnership still matters, even when they're totally exhausted. And finally, let's talk about the true memory makers, the sentimental keepsakes.
These are the items with real longevity. They never go out of style because their value is emotional. Pitcott gives a few great examples. A first-year photo frame with a spot for each month, an engraved baby bracelet, or even custom ornaments.
The custom ornament really resonates with me. That feels like something that immediately becomes a family tradition.
It does. And think about the emotional anchor there. Years from now, that child is going to be pulling out that specific ornament to hang on the tree. And you, the gift giver, are responsible for that little bit of magic, that moment where the parents smile, remembering how tiny their baby once was. These are gifts whose meaning just grows over time.
So we've successfully walked through this fantastic strategic guide from Pitcott. We went from pure survival gifts, like the multi-size diaper bundles, through the smart, high-utility choices like zip-up sleepers, and all the way to those emotional anchors like personalized keepsakes.
The overall philosophy from the Pitcott source is just perfectly clear. The best gifts are the ones given with real intention. They're the ones that say, I care about your struggles, I'm excited for you, and I'm here to support you. The goal is just to help new parents feel seen and supported during this beautiful, chaotic time.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener, next time you get that baby shower invitation?
Well, it prompts a final provocative thought. When you're choosing your present, which path will you take? Will you opt for pure utility, saving them a 2 a.m. store run? Or will you go for sentimentality, creating a memory they'll revisit for decades? Either choice is fantastic, as long as you make it with the kind of thoughtful strategy we've talked about today.
For all the resources, specific tips, and strategic guides mentioned from the Pitcott eBooks, remember you can visit www.pitcott.com. And if you found value in this deep dive, please take a moment to press the like button if you love our show. It really helps in the recommendation algorithm so other people can find it too.
It makes a big difference.
It really does. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to our channel and make sure to activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. Thank you for being there with us. Thank you for listening to the Pitcott Podcast. I will leave a link in the description below.